Santa Maria here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your Jeannie, but within reason. Okay, guys, so what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about finding humble self-worth and self-value, okay? Please do check out my other videos on overcoming insecurities, fears, and past heartbreaks, and overcome past regrets, because it's kind of connected on that, just on a little bit different level. So we have a problem in our society where I think many people don't know their self-worth and self-value, and I emphasize humble because it's very important to be humble. Cockiness can come across very obnoxious, and it's not going to attract good relationships in our life, right? You gain more respect from people by being humble than by being cocky. You gain more fulfilling relationships and more meaningfulness in your life. Okay, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. So this can connect with dating and relationships and society as a whole, right? And with dating and relationships, many people settle for what's just okay because they don't see their own humble self-worth and self-value. So I'll talk about, with dating, okay? I say over and over again that it's actually really important to date because people don't know what they want, they don't know what they need, and they don't know what's good for them. They just think, okay, well, that person's locally available, they're cute, it's good enough, I'll go for it. You know what I'm saying? And just because you're dating around doesn't mean that you're a player, okay? You could, you know, find a really great girl, okay, and you're attracted to her. You start dating her, and it's going really well, and you only date her. I'm not saying it's bad fully, but it's not great, because what if you find out that you invested so much of your time and end up wasted when you start living together, and then you're not even compatible at all? And then when the real colors come out and the going gets tough, you don't challenge each other in the positive way, you challenge each other in a negative way, and then it becomes toxic, and then you regret not dating more. You see what I'm saying? So that's a very important thing to take into consideration, and that a lot of that can come down to humble self-worth and humble self-value. So, you know, it's really good actually to date around. A lot of people don't date until they find the one, you know, which I think is actually a really bad idea, because dating is still a skill, okay? Because when you find the one and your soulmate or twin flame, whatever you believe, you still have to keep up those dating skills with the one, you know. So that's an important thing to take into consideration, and just... And you don't even have to think of it as, well, I'm wasting my time, you know, until I find the one. No, because you could still have a genuine date with someone and enjoy the time with that person. But that doesn't mean it was a bad date. It was just like, oh, it was a great person. I don't see it going anywhere. It could be a little bit more just to see, because you just never know. But then it could not lead to there. You see what I'm saying? So that's an important thing to take into consideration, and that a lot relates to self-worth and self-value, okay? Also, an important thing to take in consideration, as I always talk about a lot, if you're new to my channel, please do like, subscribe, and comment below when you have a chance. Please check the like button, share, things like that, is that love can be very blind. We get caught up with the hormones a lot, and a lot of that can come down to humble self-worth and self-value. I don't really get caught up with attraction anymore. I'm still a girl, don't get me wrong, I'm still a girl, you know. I grew up with brothers, and so every time they brought home their guy friends, I would be like, oh my God, he's hot, you know. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I would think that in my brain. And so I'm still a girl. Like, if I think a guy's hot, I think of him in my brain, oh, that guy's really handsome. But then there's a thing that back in my mind thinking, okay, sure, he's really handsome, but is he a jerk? Is he going to understand me? Do my brothers have to give him a talking to if they're not respectful? You see what I'm saying? A lot of that can come down to self-worth and self-value. So that's an important thing to take into consideration, because a lot of times people get caught up with the intimacy, get caught up with the moments, you know, and things like that. But then getting caught up in the moment can also be damaging in the long-term view, because you might have dated accidentally a psycho and you didn't even know. You know, that person could become a crazy ex that's stalking after you and you're like, leave me alone, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that can come down to self-worth and self-value, and that's so important to find that, okay? So another problem we have in relationships is rebound relationships. So an important thing to take into consideration is, should we be getting into a relationship immediately after a breakup? Well, yes and no. It depends on the thing, case by case. I have met rare cases, like it happened to actually my aunt and uncle, actually, where, true story, he was with someone else, and they, my aunts and my uncle were friends at the time, and she told him, your girlfriend's expecting a ring. And he was like, oh, really? And then he broke up with her and ended up dating my aunt. So there are rare cases that it all works out, but it depends on how bad the breakup was. It depends on if you were friends first. There's so many variables. I would be very, very cautious about that, because your issues that you had in that relationship that you were in before could easily transfer to that rebound relationship, and you didn't even know it because you just got so excited with the ego boost and things like that, where you didn't fully heal from the past relationship. It's one thing if you're friends, you know, and you're getting to know each other, you're kind of hitting each other's fancy, but you're taking it very slow. That's a little bit different, you know, but even then you gotta be, again, you have to be very cautious, aware. A lot of this comes down to self-awareness. So I just think it's very careful. It's to be very careful of that, because you could settle for what's just okay again. You know, a rebound relationship is not always good. Okay, so be careful with that. A lot of times relationships can be a mask of worth. Okay, so let's keep things, some things in perspective. Okay, you might think, if you are always in a relationship, you might think unconsciously that you feel like you're worthy because you're in a relationship, which is actually very unhealthy. And that means that you don't know your humble self-worth and self-value. And it's very important to know your self-worth and self-value, because that relationship may not last. It may end really messy. It may end really crazy with the psycho ex. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. So we have to be careful with that, because a partner that's going to last and be really there for you is going to challenge you in a positive way. They're going to help make you a better person. They're not going to just get caught up with the moment. It's going to be meaningful when you make love and you feel like proud of yourself when you're with that partner. You're going to feel like, man, I really feel proud of my partner. I feel so lucky that I'm with such a wonderful person. That helps me be a better man or a better woman. You see what I'm saying? And I'm proud of myself that I found this person, that I found my self-worth and self-value by finding them. You see what I'm saying? There's an important thing that's very important to find, okay? So I always talk about how persistent compatibility believes that relationship doesn't have to be difficult. But I don't want people to get confused with my message, okay? So what do I mean by this, okay? I firmly believe that a real fulfilling relationship, it doesn't have to be difficult. But true love is worth fighting for, okay? Because life in general is going to come with challenges and obstacles. And you have to find a partner that's willing to share with you in overcoming those obstacles in a diplomatic and positively challenging way. You see what I'm saying? And that will be fulfilling, and it won't feel as difficult as it would be with another partner, okay? So that's an important thing to take into consideration. I do believe that true love is worth fighting for. You make each other better. You challenge each other in a positive way and not in a negative way. There's gonna be negative moments, of course, because that's just how life works, right? But it doesn't have to be so, so horrible when you're overcoming obstacles. You see what I'm saying? Because I believe it should be your best friend and lover, your teammate, your partner in crime. You see what I'm saying? That's what I want, and I believe everyone should stop settling for what's just okay. So I think that's very important to take that in consideration, okay? Because if you have a fight, or not even a fight, if it's like if you have a misunderstanding, okay, where you don't understand where they're coming from or things are not clear, that's worth fighting for. If you truly care about that person, that's worth fighting for. And I don't want people to misunderstand me when I say fighting. It doesn't mean you have to fight aggressively. It's more of like it's worth the effort. You know, like maybe I wasn't clear to you, or, you know, like I'm really sorry that I seem like a jerk, you know, because I accidentally miscommunicated something. You see what I'm saying? That kind of thing is worth fighting for, because essentially you're going to make up and it's going to be fulfilling, and that's rewarding because it's positively challenging, okay? Another thing with self-worth is a big problem in society, okay, is that we have this belief that money and becoming obsessed with material possessions shows our self-worth and self-value. And I'll give you a perfect example. So there are some celebrities I absolutely adore that are amazing, where I have no problem with people that live a nice life. If you want to live a nice life, that's fine. If you want to have a farm, you know, enjoy your wealth a bit because you worked incredibly hard to get there. I get it. That's totally fine. But the overcompensation is ridiculous. Like, so if you go from like a celebrity that, let's say, was like a waitress or something like that, it's like super poor, and then she suddenly goes from there to like a $1 trillion house, that would be perceived as overcompensation because of like where she came from. She might think, this shows my value. This really shows my value by having this $1 trillion house. When in reality, what really shows your value is that, okay, sure, I have a nice life. Sure, I have a nice house, but I don't take this life for granted. And firmly, I believe that you can still show your value and your worth by being a wealthy person, having a nice life, and helping the economy on one. That's my moral belief. And that's what I plan on doing eventually with my business. So, but anyways, you see what I'm saying? We have sometimes a problem in America, probably I'm sure in other countries, where sometimes we get a little bit too obsessed with material possessions. And there is evidence in happiness, if you can Google this yourself, that material possessions is not going to necessarily make you happy. What makes you happy is more meaningful experiences. We all need money, let's be real. We all need money. We all, you know, I'm not saying money is not important, because money does matter. Money's going to give us meaningful life. Money can be able to give us the opportunity to afford to travel. I love traveling. I love experiencing culture. I find it fascinating. I find it very educational and enlightening. And I love it. And for me, that's worth spending, because not only is it rewarding, I'm helping the economy with the tourism industry, I'm helping myself by becoming enlightened and becoming a better person and getting a broader perspective. That's how I see it. So I think it's an important thing to keep in mind. And you know, money and things and possessions are not going to give you hugs and kisses at the end of the day. And the power of community is incredibly important. And the power of community is so important in finding our self-worth and self-value. So, to be honest, I'll be real with you, because some of you might relate to this, is that I didn't really know my self-worth and self-value for a really long time. It's not that my self-worth wasn't so low where I didn't have any value per se. It was just more of like, I just didn't really have the humble confidence and the self-worth and self-value that I have now. Because of my obstacles. I've been through a lot of crap in my life. I'm very tired from all that crap. You know, from bullying to economic devastation to previous heartbreaks and things like that. You know, personality problems, social issues growing up. You know, I just didn't really know my self-value, and I struggled with that a lot. And I think a big problem that we have in our society and culture in general is that sometimes people play the victim mentality of like, well, I'm this way because of how I was raised, or my teachers made me this way, my environment made me this way, my brain chemistry made me this way, my parents made me this way. The list goes on and on. So like, I'm a victim, therefore my behavior is justified. Now, I agree that there are so many people that have had unjust experiences. Like I just mentioned, I have had my fair share of injustice in my life. I faced a lot of crap. That's been psychologically devastating, horrendously devastating, and it put a psychological toll on me. But you know what? I came to the conclusion that, okay, my past is my past, but you know what? I'm a good person. I worked incredibly hard to get to where I am today, and I deserve to give myself the opportunity to have a better future. I believe I'm going to give myself permission and respect myself enough to give myself a better future, because that's what I deserve. I don't deserve the obstacles that happened in my past. I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve that at all. I think there are many people that could agree that probably there's crap in their past that they also didn't deserve, you know. We've all gone through our own version of crap. But I hope that you guys can share in my perspective to give yourself permission to have a better future. To give yourself permission to find joy and, how can I say, give yourself permission to have stability. I think that's very important, okay? So that's all I got for you for my ramble right now, really. hope this video was able to give you some perspective and inspiration and enlightenment about the struggles that I've gone through and some points I shared about how we can improve and, you know, strengthening our perceptions on dating relationships in society and finding our own self-worth and self-value. And you know what? If I can find my self-worth and self-value, you can do it. I believe that you can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. And self-improvement is a continuous work in progress. There are still days, you know, nobody's perfect. There are still times to this day where I have these doubts in my brain, where I'm doubting my self-value and self-worth. But you know what? I tell it to kick the heck out of my brain. I tell it to screw off. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in consideration. Okie dokie. So please like, subscribe, and comment below if you haven't had a chance. Remember, there's no quick fix. Okay, we have an instant gratification problem in our society. There is no quick fix for improvement. Okay, why stay stuck when we get better? We can always get better. Everyone can get better. Okay, in our behaviors and in our relationship skills, the dating skills, and our behavior awareness, it can help everything. Okay, and good news, guys. I might be going on the radio. I'm really excited. I'm not sure fully yet, but I'm really excited. I'm like networking and stuff like that, and I'm talking to someone that's excited about my business, and I'm having a lot of positive feedback from people, and I've ran out of patience, so I'm making my business happen, and it's going to happen, and I'm going to hire people, and it's going to be awesome. But yeah, I'm looking up a lot of awesome things right now. I just want to get this going, and I want to get it going now. So I'm ready, and I'm going for it headstrong and lightning speed. Okie dokie. So if you're interested in collaborating with me, contact me at percentcompatibility@gmail.com. Multiple hugs a day keeps cranking its way. Okay, bye.